Today we do first the scene from the Meistersinger by Wagner between Hans Sachs and Eva. I will try to tell you the story before which leads up to this scene. It's rather complicated and I hope I will not get stuck with it. The place where it of action is Nuremberg in Germany, and the time is the 16th century, the middle of the 16th century. Many towns in Germany in the 16th century had founded a guild which they called the Meistersingers. The members of this guild were craftsmen of different kinds. There was a baker, a goldsmith, a shoemaker, and so on. They were very serious and wonderful citizens. And Wagner has not invented this. It was historic. And all, even the names, many of the names in the opera Meistersinger are historic. For instance, the name of Hans Sachs. One can find even today some poems which he has written. These craftsmen were not quite satisfied with their work, and they looked for, they searched for inspiration through art. So they composed songs and wrote poetry, and from time to time they performed it. They were really the bearer of the culture in Germany, and one should take them very seriously and don't find them in the least as dilettantes, because they did the best they could. Of course, Hans Sachs was the one among them who was a real artist. Progner, the goldsmith, a neighbor and friend of the shoemaker Hans Sachs, had decided that he wanted to give his daughter Eva in marriage only to a master. The masters were, by the way, very strict in their rules and would never have allowed anybody to become a master or have the courageous idea to be a master who didn't learn the rules after which they had to write their poems and to write their songs. Eva, the daughter of Pogner, is a godchild of Hans Sachs and deeply devoted to him. Whenever anything troubled her, she went to him asking and getting his advice. Yes, in her heart, she even had thought that one day Sachs may be more to her than a friend, that Sachs perhaps may marry her. And she would have been rather happy with him in spite of the difference of age. But then one day, a night breaks into the contentment of her life. She meets Walter von Stolzing and falls in love with him and wants to marry him. Now Eva is on a crossroad. She wants to be loyal to Sachs, and at the same time, her whole being is drawn to Walter von Stolzing. To whom would she go in her trouble? To Sachs, of course. Sachs himself is a little confused, because Walter von Stolzing, after he has heard that one can only marry Eva if one is a master, had sung in a competition for the masters. But because he has no idea about the rules, he had sung very freely, very beautifully. But the masters were furious that he dared to sing before them without knowing the rules. And they had laughed at him and had thrown him out and had made it clear to him that he never would get Eva. There is only one bachelor among the masters, the town clerk Beckmesser, whom Eva despised. Eva is very afraid that perhaps Beckmesser even could be victorious. And if she would have to marry him on the order of her father, she would have been very unhappy indeed. So she comes to Sachs. First we hear Sachs' famous monologue of the lilac. You must imagine this here is a house. And this here, this thing there behind the bench is the windowsill. This window is there at his workshop. And he sits there, and the lilac tree is over the window. And the fragrance of these lilacs is very intoxicating. And he says, the lilacs smell so beautifully. It is as if they want me to tell something. But what can I say? I'm a very simple man. I think I really should stick to my shoemaking and forget all poetry. But then otherwise, he ceases to work. And he says, I cannot understand myself, because this young man who came and sang this morning for us, nothing which he sang was right. Nothing went with the rules. And yet it was so beautiful. And it sounded so right. It was as if spring itself had sung out of him. Spring must have dictated the song. And therefore, he had to sing as he did. And even if all the other masters laughed at him, I rather liked him. Now Eva comes to him. I cannot explain really the scene between Eva. I have to interrupt from time to time and explain, because it goes always question and answer. It goes like this. And it would be too long, and you would forget the details.